It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of week where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. This week, we're going to take a look at something very different. It's Cali Squeeze Hefeweizen from Slow Brewing in San Luis Obispo, California. Did Slow Brewing manage to put a cap on a bottle of pure California sunshine? Let's find out. This is another pretty, summery, yellow beer. It's a little bit hazy, a butterscotch color that is immediately inviting. The scent is powerful in the best way. Even before I brought the beer to my nose, I caught the unmistakable smell of fresh lemons. If you like citrus, you're not going to be able to wait to get a taste of this one. So down the hatch. The flavor perfectly matches the scent. This beer is simply bursting with lemon and blood orange. The whole flavor of the beer is dominated by this juicy taste. Now, in a classic Hefeweizen, I would expect to taste some spice and some banana-like flavors, but there is no banana here. It's all citrus. There is just a tiny bit of clove when I really look for it hard, but it's more of a backdrop dimension for the flavors that are more prevalent. On the very back end of the swallow, there's a hint of sour candy, and maybe even just a little bit of salt that comes out after my mouth is empty. This is not a bad thing. Cali Squeeze made me happy from the beginning to the end of my tasting experience. The longer I drank this beer, the more I realized I wasn't really tasting beer at all. The flavor really is all juice. If you wanted to introduce someone to beer who claimed to hate it or had never tried it, this would be a perfect place to start. I'm a big fan of Slow Brewing's Cali Squeeze. If you like orange and lemon juice with a little sweetness and a little sourness, you should seek this one out. At 5.4% ABV, you can drink a few of them before you're out of action. I drank this one on tap, so it ran me about $7 for a 16-ounce pour, but it was well worth the price. That's all for today's review, but I hope you'll join me next week as we try to find out who really does have more fun with California Line Vanilla Blonde Ale from Dust Bowl Brewing in Turlock, California. Check the show notes for links to this week's beer, and as always, make sure to email any of your review requests to 2minutebeer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and if you like the show, please consider subscribing and rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or your podcast outlet of choice. This week, I want to give a shout out to Gracie Girl for her review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks. And remember, if you know a friend that really likes beer or would like to branch out from their normal favorites, please send them a link to the show as well. That's all for now. See you next week as we continue our quest to taste all the beer.